Genesis chapter 39. Now when Joseph was taken down to Egypt, Potiphar, an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites, who had brought him down there. But the Lord was with Joseph, and he was successful. He stayed in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made everything he did succeed, Joseph found favor in his sight, and he became his personal attendant. Potiphar made him overseer of his house, and put him in charge of everything he owned. From the time that he made him overseer in his house, of everything that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on everything he had, both in the house and in the field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's care, and he did not concern himself with anything except the bread he ate. Now Joseph was well built and good looking. After a while, his master's wife set eyes on Joseph, and she said, "Sleep with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not concern himself with anything in this house with me here. He has put everything that he has into my care. There is no one greater in his house than I am. He has not withheld anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" And although she spoke to Joseph day after day, he did not listen to her, to lie with her, or even be with her. But one day he went into the house to do his work, and there were no other household servants inside. She grabbed him by his cloak, demanding, "Sleep with me." But he left his cloak in her hand, fled, and got out of there. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had fled out of the house, she called her household servants and spoke to them, saying, "See, my master has brought in a Hebrew to insult us. He came in to sleep with me, but I screamed with a loud voice. When he heard I screamed for help, he left his cloak beside me, fled, and took off." Then she kept her cloak by her until his master came home. Then she told him this story: "The Hebrew servant, whom you have brought to us, came on to me to humiliate me. But when I screamed and cried out, he left his cloak beside me and ran away." When his master heard his wife's story that she told him, "This is the way your servant treated me," he became furious. So Joseph's master took him and threw him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were locked up. He stayed there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the head prison guard. The head guard put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners that were in the prison. He was in charge of whatever happened there. The head guard did not pay attention to anything that was under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with him, and the Lord made him successful in everything he did.